This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O dear beloved seeker of knowledge. Once a companion named Safwan radiallahu anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was in the masjid, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I've come seeking knowledge." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy that he responded, "Welcome, O seeker of knowledge. Truly the angels surround the seeker of knowledge with their wings, and they gather around them in ranks, one above the other, until they reach the first heavens. And they do this out of love for that which you seek." Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful blessing. I just wanted to remind myself, first and foremost, how blessed I am to be here with you all. I know we're all so busy and we have so much on our plates, but mashallah, you took the time out to seek knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates your efforts. Look at this beautiful reward to have the angels in our presence, subhanallah. So, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a companion went to the Prophet and he was so distraught. He felt so embarrassed, but he needed a solution and he didn't know where to go. So he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, I did something really bad. I unlawfully kissed a woman. What should I do?" Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a beautiful, hopeful ayah and established prayer at the two ends of the day and at the approach of the night. Indeed, good deeds, meaning the five daily prayers here, do away with misdeeds, meaning the minor sins. This is a reminder for those who remember. The man was so happy, but then he asked, "Ya Rasulullah, is this only for me? Or is this for any Muslim who commits a sin?" And he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "It's for all the Muslims." Alhamdulillah. What a loving, kind, and merciful Lord who facilitates repentance for us. There's so many amazing narrations about how good deeds erase the bad ones. I wanted to share just a few with you all. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There's no Muslim who commits a sin, and then he or she makes wudu properly and prays two rak'at nafil prayer, except that he will be forgiven for that sin." And in one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the companions, "If there was a river at your door and you took a bath in it five times a day, would you notice any dirt on yourselves?" And they said, "No, not at all, Ya Rasulullah." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This is like the five daily prayers, for Allah uses them to wipe away the sins and the wrongdoings." O kama qal sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and remember, he is like a loving father to all of us, and he teaches us out of love. So take his sincere advice when he said, "Be mindful of Allah wherever you are, in your private and in your public affairs. And if you do a bad deed, then follow it up with a good deed, and it will erase it. And behave with good character, good manners towards the people." If by now you don't know that Allah loves you, inshallah, this next narration will make your heart melt. We all have an angel who records and documents our actions. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily, there's an angel on the left side of each of us who documents our sins. And when any one of us sins and the angel wants to write it, Allah orders the angel to hold his pen, to refrain from writing it, for 6 hours after we commit a sin." And then he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "If he or she sincerely regrets it and seeks forgiveness from Allah, the angel won't write it down. It will be as if it never happened. Otherwise, if the person doesn't regret or seek for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angel will only record it as one sin." Subhanallah. Allah loves you so much that he tells the angels, "Don't write it down, because maybe he'll repent." Subhanallah. So don't wait. Repent right away. Once a very old man came to the Prophet ﷺ. He was so old, the narration says, he came on a cane, all of his hair was white, and his eyebrows were so long that they were growing on his eyes, and they covered his eyes. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, there is a man who did every immoral deed. He did everything bad you can think of, you can imagine. If his sins were to be split amongst the people of the entire earth, everybody would be doomed. SubhanAllah. And then he asked, is there repentance for that person? The Prophet ﷺ said, have you become Muslim? Because he knew he was talking about himself. And he said, yes, I bear witness that there's no God but Allah alone, with no partners, and that Muhammad ﷺ is his servant and messenger. Then the Prophet said, Allah will forgive you for whatever you've done. And he'll not only forgive you, he'll replace your evil deeds with good ones. And the man said, Ya Rasulullah, even my really, really bad ones? And the Prophet ﷺ said, yes, even your really bad sins. The man was so happy and so relieved that he walked away saying, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, with tears in his eyes out of gratitude to Allah.